Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word.
Our epistle reading this morning is from 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise be to Christ. You may be seated for the sermon hymn.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Not to state too much of the obvious, but over the course of the last 2,000 years, things have changed. On the one hand, life is definitely different than when John was writing this first letter of his. Our knowledge and our skills with medicine, surgery, and the body have grown amazingly. We can now travel far more easily with planes, cars, and even paved roads. We can communicate far easier with our postal system, our phones, our emails, our texts, and our plethora of social media. Finding information is as simple as calling an expert or looking it up on the internet. Life is much more comfortable with electricity and indoor plumbing. So many things have changed since the end of the first century when Apostle John was writing under the guidance of God the Holy Spirit. But on the other hand, life is really not that much different. Even though so many things have changed, there are a surprising amount of things that are still the same. Let's start into our reading, our text from 1 John to see some of these similarities. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. That's a biggie that's not changed. God's love. For both the world of 2,000 years ago and the world of today, God has demonstrated His love in a concrete action. The core gospel verse, which we will hear again in our time of remembrance, reminds us just how He demonstrated His love. He gave His one and only Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. and the Apostle Paul, moved by the Holy Spirit, writes these words of certain confidence. For I am certain that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as if that's not quite enough, John says this is the kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Did you notice the gift language? This is a love that is given to us. It is not something that we have earned or something that we have worked for. This love of God in Christ, and to call us children, this love of God was given to us in the waters of baptism. There, God makes us one of his children. Children that he loves, children that he listens to, children that he provides for and cares for. God shares his grace with us and calls us his own. And it doesn't stop there. Every day of our lives, God's forgiveness and love is faithfully with us. Even when we go against him, even when we disappoint our Heavenly Father, Jesus is still with us, with the forgiveness that he won for us, with the promise that God will never leave our side. This is the kind of love the Father has shown to Christians, a kind of love that he shows us yet today. And we continue, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. We are God's children now. This is a fact that we can base all of our reality on. But it does not mean that everything in this life is perfect. Life as God's children continues to remain hard. Every single day, we continue to live face-to-face with the reality of sin. Sin in our own lives, sin from the world around us. Some of the realities of the sin are very vivid for us, especially when it comes to death. We are waiting for what will be. We are waiting for the resurrection. We are waiting for the life of the world to come, but we are not there yet. Christians throughout the centuries join us in waiting for the time when sin and death will be no more. But it is a not yet situation, especially with death. We come face to face with this reality of not yet. When someone close to us dies, we are reminded how things are not perfect yet. Even when the person is a Christian, even when they know their Savior, there is no doubt about their salvation, death is still painful. Even when someone is sick, we don't look forward to the time when they will die. Just even the thought of losing a loved one can be painful in itself. And today, it's All Saints' Day. It's the day we set aside each year to remember those who have passed away in this last year. And sometimes it's painful to remember them. Not only for their own sake, but because it reminds us of our own mortality. There is a day when we will die. Now, if the story ended there, it would be quite depressing. If all we were left with was this tension of living a not yet, life would be unbearable. So the good thing that is, God does not leave us with this bad news of not yet. The Apostle John continues this verse by saying, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. I think this is one of those verses that can just let our imagination explode. The richness and the depth of that verse I don't think we can fully explore in this lifetime, but it holds an incredible promise for the future. But we know that when he appears, who's the he? Well, Jesus, of course. When Jesus returns on the last day, the great day, the resurrection will take place. And then we will be like him because we shall see him as he is. Jesus is already resurrected. Jesus has already come back from the dead. Easter morning is when we celebrate that victory, when he walked out of the tomb, resurrected, alive and well. And he wasn't beating death just for his own sake, but he was beating death for our sake as well. Jesus was showing the world how death cannot have the final say. Will we one day die? Yes, period. But that's not the end of the story. This time of not yet will not last forever. When the resurrection takes place, everything will be restored to God's original declaration of his creation, good and very good. Not only will we be with God forever, we'll be reunited with all of our loved ones who have fallen asleep in Christ. We will see them again. And never again will we hunger or thirst. Never again will we get sick or old or experience pain or die. We will be together in God's presence forever. We will be like him. And that we will never die again. Never to have to experience this pain again. And this is what we are looking forward to. This is the promise God gives to all of his children. It is a promise we have right now. But we do still have to wait. Because this promise will be completely fulfilled only when Jesus comes again. We still have to live in this time of not yet. And we're simply called to wait. And yeah, I'm thinking that's a big thing that's changed in the last 2,000 years. The ability to wait, or as Paul expounds on that just a little bit, to wait with patience, right? We don't have patience anymore. And we don't really have the patience to walk wherever we need to get, especially if it would be a long trip like walking to Dorset, right? We don't have the patience or the resources to ride horses to make it a little faster. Nope. We've got our cars and we're not satisfied to drive at 20 miles an hour, right? Nope. Transportation is ever faster and faster, trying to beat that inevitable question, are we there yet? That's the driver. Yeah. We don't have the patience to wait for the library to open or the patience to slog through the encyclopedias looking for the information we need for a report. Nope. Not when Mr. Google can return 1,534,326,984 results for patients in 0.6 seconds. Or ChatGPT to write a really rather good 215-word paper about patients with real-world applications in 7 seconds. If you're interested, I'll read it to you at Bible study. It was just the test, and I was astounded at how well written it was. But sometimes we don't have a choice when it comes to waiting. Anybody who has ever planted anything or has even seen anything planted is familiar with the concept of waiting. When you plant something in the ground, it does not immediately sprout up full and green and beautiful with all of its fruit. No, it takes time. We have to wait. And again, thanks to dear Mr. Google, I have this information for you. Here's a plant that requires a lot of waiting. The Queen of the Andes. The plant, you can imagine, is found pretty much only in the Andes Mountains. It grows, and they can grow to be over 30 feet tall. When they bloom, a single plant can produce between 8,000 and 20,000 flowers. And they are beautiful. But you really have to wait for them. In fact, you really, really have to wait for them. Their bloom comes at the end of their life cycle. You need to wait anywhere from 80 to 150 years to see the seed come to bloom. The sight of Jesus' return will be beautiful, far more magnificent than the Queen of the Andes. But we have to wait for it. Now, since Jesus could come at any time, our wait may be very short, a few seconds, or it might last longer than our life on this earth. When a Christian loved one dies, we might have to wait a long time before we get to see them again. But the wait will be worth it. The resurrection is going to be a beautiful thing, and the life of the world to come beyond our ability even to imagine. Sometimes it's hard waiting this time of not yet, having to deal with the sickness, the sin, and the death of this life, missing people we care about who have passed away. But as God's children, we have this confidence. He loves us, and He has promised that this time of not yet will not last forever. And that word and promise of God was as true in the first century as it is today. And so we wait, looking forward to the resurrection of Jesus, His return and the resurrection, and the end of the time called not yet. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ your Savior, who has promised, "I am coming soon." Amen.
We continue with the commemoration of the faithfully departed. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands as they cried out in a loud voice,
"Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where do they come from?"
I answered, "Sir, you know."
And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. Daniel Schrader, Call to Glory, January 24th, 2024. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Madeline Yelanimi, Call to Glory, February 11th. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Dorothy Maynard Rabeck, Called to Glory, April 2nd. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
Walter Hahnemann, Called to Glory, August 15th. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what will be has not yet appeared. Marlene Jellin, Call to Glory, September 10th. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Jessanna Goodwater, Called to Glory, October 4th. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. Darlene Wells, Call to Glory, October 25th. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal.
Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.